Whatever it is you enjoy about the World of Warcraft, we have a challenge for you.
Adventure.
Crafted.
Murder.
Flowers.
This is the WoW Challenges Podcast, and here's your host, Lita.
Hello and welcome to the WoW Challenges podcast. This is episode 311. Today is Saturday, October 1st, 2022. Or in Aussie land, it is Sunday, October the 2nd. My name is Lita. I'm your host. Joining me this week is the zombie flamingo herself. Nisi, hi.
Hello.
All right. And I'm really excited to catch up with this person. It has been a little while. So welcome, Azzy, this week. Thank you for joining us. I appreciate that.
Yo, it hasn't been that long. I think I was on a month or two ago.
Yes, but it always...
It feels like it's been forever, though.
Okay.
It feels like it's been a while, so so thank you.
That's a compliment.
So thank you for that. So I thought we'd start off with just doing a little refresher for those people that don't know you. You've been a WoW. Words are hard. You've been around in our WoW Challenges community for a while.
Yeah, I think it was before, you know, when Stone took over the website. And how long ago was that?
Yeah. So just, you know, a few years.
Yeah, I think I remember my first, actually, Iron Turn was a Horde, I think.
Oh, okay.
I don't know why.
Oh.
But then when they were Alliance and,
Yeah,
it certainly changed a bit over the years.
Yeah, definitely. And I mean, it's always good to change, especially when you can, you know, have your little banter with Stir. That's always good.
Oh, he's retired, isn't he?
Somewhere. He's in the chat room.
Got the old man's place.
Well, anyway, other than that, do you want to tell us a little bit more about you? What you've been doing, challenge tunes have you been running this year?
I started to try and get one in every class, every sort of Ironman challenge bit.
Mm-hmm.
And sort of mainly just, I'm going to just stick with Hunters at the moment.
Yep.
And so really, yeah, just probably about, I just got the bloodthirsty go, but I'm just finishing poking my eye out with a stick and I'll get back to it shortly.
Mm.
Well, that'll improve this week.
Well, it's got the buff on it. I thought it read something. Yeah. Mm. Oh, no, I'd rather poke my eye out with a stick than do bloodthirsty. I did it about, to kill about three mobs just last week. It's like, nah. But then, I'm not actually, that's the only one I'm running currently at the moment. I had a couple of, a couple of hunters from when I did the competition.
Mm-hmm.
But I saw one that was 13. Well, I had one at 12 when the competition started.
Yep.
I had one that was 23. I'll get that anyway. But I had one fought, my one that won, had actually killed it off because it happens because I haven't played for ages since the competition. I get in, I'm just out of the zone, and something kills me, and I said, oh, whatever. So I killed that one off. So I've just deleted the two low hunters and just left it. So I've just got one current. I just got to get back to the bloodthirsty. But if I've got that buff, then that'll be all right.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot better with the buff, trust me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I got the little zone doing it. It's just a, you know.
Nice. All right. Well,
I can only imagine another class. It's not a.
I could tell you all about it.
Yes.
A warrior, for example.
Actually, warrior hasn't been that bad. It's the one I was the most nervous about, and it's one of the easier going ones I've had out there. Now, I'm not touching the ones that do gore, but the moths have been fine.
So, yeah, so I've just got one tune at the moment, so I'll expand further with other questions.
Yeah, alrighty. Aunt Nisi, do you want to take that next question? Sure.
So we did have the Iron Man contest, and you did win that one. So can you tell us about your leveling journey over your multitude of attempts?
Yeah, well, look, I missed the show, but I thought later that day, there's a competition. Oh, it's a hunter. What, Slater on drugs or something? And after I picked myself off the chair, off the ground, I fell out of my chair. And I said, oh, yes, I made one. And I registered it, and I didn't click the little button that said add it to the competition. So I got that to 23, and I said, oh, shit. And then so, okay, we'll start another one. And that went okay, and I got to 54, and I died. I'll preface to say I didn't do anything risky or pushed it really in the competition, because I know the hunter and what I need to do very well.
Yep.
It's just that shit happens sometimes, you know, especially after in the competition after 50, where I normally would take my time, that you sort of push it a little bit.
Yeah.
I mean, Zaya was on my tail, so I thought, you got to try and push it a little bit, because he couldn't tell really. And it's a bit hard above 50 because it's such a long between levels, and I wasn't too sure, if you got a level, the same level, who would win or something. So you sort of had to keep pushing.
Yeah.
And I just sort of died. I can't remember why. Just something stupid. Just there's a lot of things that can kill you in Shadowland.
Oh yeah.
And then the level 42. I think AFK death. I think my wife had a stumble. Yep. I thought I was in a safe spot.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, that wasn't the 42. I think I just died. That's where I changed my path where I went to. Now, what zone was it? I'll get to the path later, but I went a different sort of way. And so I went to Duskwood higher than I normally did, and sort of just misjudged the Deadwood with the mobs there.
Okay.
52, where I had my wife and I knew what I'd do, so I sort of quickly jumped on a mountain, went up, but I didn't go up far enough, so I come back dead.
Yep.
And so I'm going, oh, poo. But like I said, I'm not working, I've got a lot of time, so I could sort of push it. And so if I looked at the thing, I go, I could get to 20 in about 3 hours or something. It's not hard. And I go, oh, I'll just get it on the board, so I maybe go for the pet, maybe. Yep. And then I saw Zaya died. Oh, I'll just keep going. And then I saw that, I forget the other guy, he was in 36 or 40. He was leading, he died. I go, I can get to 30. This is about a day and a half prior. So I can get that, because like I said, 20 or 30 takes about 7 hours, 8 hours to 30. Yep. So I could do that, so I just pushed it. But as I said, I didn't take too many risks, but I sort of, went a little bit quicker.
Yeah.
And so it just happened sort of, just make sure I got a couple in head. But yeah, it was sort of easy. With any other mob, any other sort of class, I'm sorry, I probably would have not had a go. So, my sort of path is sort of similar where, I'll start, depending on the mob, class, or I'm playing if it's Night Elf, I do the starting zone, and I normally go to Blood Mist Island.
Yep.
Because if you get that early, then there's the mobs a lot easier to kill, and you can stack up a large number of quests, and then sort of work it out. You hand them all in once, and that gets you about two or three levels fairly quickly.
Yep.
And then I sort of go back to probably either Elwyn or Dunmoreau, depending on I'll alternate and sort of go one way, go say Elwyn Forest to all the way to do a bit of Red Ridge, a bit of Westall, do Duskwood, maybe even a little bit of Stranglethorn, but then you get back to Dunmarrow. By the time you do that, the white or grey items are higher level.
Yeah.
And to do that, that's better than buying from the vendor. So from where I normally buy vendor items, I don't bother. So, mm-hmm. And then it's just, pick and choose the zones. And it makes a difference, what zone you do at what level.
Yeah.
But, so that was sort of, didn't push it really, but I sort of spent a few hours on it.
Just some. Well, considering we've got, 106, nearly 150, so 200 plus levels over those tunes.
And yeah, I was getting I was playing all day, and I get 30 in a day. So
yeah.
So you've got to be careful from 30 to 50.
Yeah. Yes. No, I mean,
any other class, I wouldn't have done that.
Well, that was the whole reason. We hadn't had a competition in over 2 years, so I thought it was a good chance to get back to basics. So a hunter, to me, it just feels like the most, not easiest, but the most, best starting point to see how the contest would go. Plus, we were still working out, with Zias kind of making sure stuff in the background was working for it, which, again, appreciate it, Zia. Appreciate it.
The issue you've got where, these days that it's not hard for normal players get to 50.
Mm.
So you've got a two-week competition. A, someone's just going to kill it, or B, it's going to be a lot of deaths. And
yes.
That probably made it more interesting because people could level fairly easy but could die very easy too. Mm. So it sort of made it pretty good.
Well, it was challenge, really. Was interesting to see because both Chris and I, for a while, they were thinking, damn, someone's going to hit max within what was it, less than a week. And
I was thinking 4 days we were gonna have a 60. This is gonna be everybody going for broke for second through 10th. But there was a lot of carnage on that list.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the thing, it's easy to play, and when you get to 30, you find the 30 or 40 where things take a little bit longer to kill, and if you get it wrong,
Oh, thanks, Fair says it was a very fun contest. That's the thing. For you, Azzy, when you've done, I think you've done just about every contest that we have had over the years. Do you change your mindset when you do a contest tune? Or did you used to change your mindset with doing, or do you just kind of still play them the same as you would normally play your challenge tune?
I suppose I would normally play it, but that's probably when there's another class. If I play it well normally, I'll probably get killed easily. But with a hunter, no, I just played normally. It wasn't. Because I've done this thing, I've done this so many times. It's not a stretch, to do. Mm. If it had been something else, and I tried to do what I did, I probably would just get it killed.
Yeah,
you certainly couldn't do it. Certainly after 50, you probably had to push, get it to 50, but it wouldn't be multiple chance. Multiple attempts. Because it takes too long to live. No, I don't. If this one, I didn't really know.
Yeah. And I think you had the most tunes with the most deaths. I think, Nisi, do you remember? I think Azzy had.
Mrs. D.
Had the most? Or was it.
Someone had about six or seven of this.
Well, maybe it was
pretty close between, run with Mrs. Rock Guru.
Yeah.
She had several.
Just kept going. It was amazing. It's like, I've lost a turn.
It was great seeing her re-roll constantly. Everybody that re-rolled, it was great.
Was amazing. Absolutely. Okay, so let's talk about you're currently working on a Bloodthirsty, or when you get back into it, you're Bloodthirsty. At the moment, you're just finding it's a bit of a struggle, or you just more needed a bit of a break because you went, you know, with the contest and stuff, it was a bit more...
I haven't touched WoW since the competition. I don't think I've played
You're welcome.
Half an hour. Because I thought, it was good because I had a chance. I knew I could get to high up on the board, so I pushed myself. And it was something that piqued my interest because I was getting a bit bored with everything. And I thought, oh, just give me a chance, because I wouldn't just go out and normally level another hunter. I probably may, just to get another try high level, but I was a bit bored, and I thought, that sort of incentivized me to play, because I get a rhythm of doing quests and doing the zones. But if it's not the incentive of a competition, then I'm going, I'll do a little bit and stop, do a little bit, maybe not to bother. But when there was a ladder and game time's pretty good incentive.
Nice. Excellent. Well, we're here to help, give you, what do they call it? Like, feed your
addiction.
Yeah. Slightly.
So title.
Feed your addiction. I'll write that down.
But no, I was looking for something because I was just, I think I just got the passy to max level, and then I only got to work on the thing. Going, do I start another class, or I'll push the butt first? And then, it's a competition. Bang! That sort of fired me up.
Nice. Oh, that is really good. Zaya says 50 to 60 can easily take more than a couple of days. Says she was first place for maybe 3 hours. Nice. As the tortoise competitor. Lovely. And it was. Everyone, who partook in the contest, thank you. Again, thank you very much for the support and having some fun with it. That was the thing. It was more to get back into seeing how the contest would go. Because, with all the changes that we've had with Shadowlands, with the coding, the API, and it worked. So thank you to everyone who did take part in the contest. But again, congratulations, Azzy, because, you did really, really, really well. And we're very proud, and very proud of you for doing that and winning.
Thank
which
you.
Is amazing, so yay. All right, next question. Nisi, what have we got?
Okay, I'm trying to find where we're at. We know that you've played for a while. Has your fondest memory changed, or do you still have the same fondest memory of playing after all these years?
I was just thinking, because I've been a few times and it's hard to, I've gone through all the memories, but I suppose this one, just speaking of the challenge, this one's popped into my head.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is back for a while ago, and I tried a lot of competitions. I would always die, even hunter ones, and not make it. And I think there was a shaman one.
Yes.
And I got to a lead, and Stone was to be, for F's sake, as he just puts, park your turn, don't play it, don't die. He was to me, don't just park your turn, don't die, don't play it, because I was way ahead.
Nope.
So just popped in my mind, that one. I go, okay, park.
Oh, the good old shaman contest. Yes.
That was kind of.
That was
the one and only shaman contest there ever was.
Yep. Possibly ever will be. Who knows?
Well, I mean, you probably could, because I mean, I suppose there'd be some people who could push it above 50, but I wouldn't think above 50 you'd be very good. You'd be reliant upon world crests and easy things.
Mm.
You know, you could probably do the contest on something that's harder than it.
Yeah.
Then, they're pretty delicate, though. I mean.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. Well.
You know, it's.
Azzy, you main a shaman, don't you? So
I main a shaman, yeah. But it's not, as I say, it's a different mindset as an iron. Mm.
Yes.
I heal on a shaman. I'm sort of Ellie as a. When I'm questing.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you do a. An iron shaman, you sort of have to do a resto anyway, but they have boosted up the damage it does, but still when you get higher up it doesn't quite do the damage.
Mm.
You know, you can be very careful.
Yeah.
But, you know, you could do other competitions with, you know, you could do one say with no talents. There you go. You know, because you have to pick a spec.
Yes.
You know, you could do a you could have even done the hunter with no spec, if you just, or you know, something like that.
Oh, that would be brutal, speckless shaman.
Oh.
Oh.
Sorry, people, that comes up next time.
All right. What I want to know about is with your leveling. Like, I always like to pick people's brains as to, like, your zones, what you're doing when you're leveling a toon. Obviously, it's changed over the years due to changes Blizzard, you know, gives us with changing the whole game as per se, with, you know, reducing the levels and changing all of that and chromie time and all that kind of stuff. But do you still stick with the same run through that you did, you know, a couple of years ago, or is it something that you've just refined in particularly since Shadowlands hit? Like, has it been a different leveling path this time around to, say, last expansion?
Yeah, I think since the stats question, level squish in Shadowlands, I sort of miss, you know, you had the progression through, you do Cat, Azeroth, and then so you have to go through, you know, Outland, then you have to do, you know, Penland or, you know, things like that. You had to do them, but now it's, you know, you hardly do anything really, especially when there's got the buff. You know, that's even worse. Makes it worse.
Yeah.
You know, you sort of to hardly do. I suppose I do everything the same really since Shadowlands. Is just the starting zones. I sort of change it up depending, you know, how many times I have to restart. But
yeah.
You know, it's just the same, you know, Elwyn, Redridge, Westall, Duskwood. Then, you know, maybe go up to Dunmoreau, Lochmedane, and might go to Badlands, or depends if I want to do a zone, something different. I did one of my contest tunes, you know, I went to Blood Mist Isle, Azimuth Isle, which one's the later one, and then I went to Fellwood, and I did a bit of Winterspring. I haven't been to Winterspring for ages, and sort of came back, and then when I did the, like, Duskwood and Jangles one, it was a lot more hard, and that's why I'd kill one, because when I normally go through it, I'm probably 10 levels lower, and
yeah,
you get away with a bit more.
Mm-hmm.
So if, you know, if I want something different, I'll change up a bit. But for the competition, I sort of basically kept with the, you know, just Azeroth wouldn't go over to Kalimdor.
Okay.
And and just sort of do the main zones, because it's just I know what I'm doing. I know what can go wrong.
Yeah.
I know, for example, you know, it makes a difference just doing the collector at 10 as opposed to say 30. Depends if you haven't got any crowd control, or you haven't got this, or you haven't got that. You've got three mobs that can be difficult.
Yeah.
Or, you know, the Murlocs in Elwynn Forest where they do a regen if you haven't got an interrupt.
Mm.
Or some sort of CC, but you know, you could when you first start, you could take on a couple of Murlocs as a hunter, and two or three, and get a buy, okay, but go there at 20 or 30 and you will die.
Yeah.
So I suppose it's, you know, if I want to go, because 0-50 to me is pretty boring. You know, only time if I die, I'll because I've messed up or AFK or something.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's just, I want to get through as quickly as possible. Then that's when the game starts.
Yeah.
But, you know, once you get the Shadowlands, because I went through with the Green Man, I sort of can push a few of the storylines, sort of know what I need and can and can't do, especially on the Hunter in Shadowlands.
Yeah.
But there's an awful lot if you go, you know, if you don't really quite know about things, then you'll die very quickly.
Yeah. And what would be, like, currently, what would be your most favorite leveling zone in wherever it would be? What, like, if you said, okay, you need to go to this zone to do your leveling from whatever level, but what zone would you pick?
Well, it's sort of like a bit personal preferences, really. I like Azmarist Isle, because I like that you can round up about 10 or 12 or 15 quests
and
go through, do a loop of the island and do most of them, and then you can hand in a whole heap and, you know, you do two or three levels.
Okay, so efficiency.
You know, efficiency, and it's sort of, it's good early on, because you're getting all these quests, and it makes you feel good seeing all these completed quests and all question marks.
Yeah.
But I sort of like the Grand and Terracart Forest. Mm-hmm. That can be a bit dangerous, but I sort of like that. That's a, like a little area that's a bit like that. You can do it, you can gather up a number of quests and do it.
Yeah.
I suppose those would be what I would like.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Well, that's this advice we always appreciate, listening to what, you know, you guys have to say. So I'll fold that in my brain for my little iron at some stage. Okay. Nisi, what's the next one?
All right. So we know this can be a touchy topic with some challengers. We know deaths happen, as you did demonstrate during the contest. What was your most embarrassing way that you've died on a challenge to so far?
I've told this before. It was Draenei Hunter. They like went out of the starting zone, tagged a moth, and then DC'd and come back dead.
Mm.
It was about 5 minutes.
Yep. That's right. That was, God, what's, that's going back.
That's a while ago. I mean,
yeah.
I suppose embarrassing, but like, you know, it's not a specific one where you, you know, you're going along and someone's doing a quest or a zone that you're doing, and you try and tag along and you end up dying.
Yep.
Or you, you know, what's on the wall of Pandaland between what's the zones? You know, the wall there with all the boats.
Yeah. It's between the center one and the middle where the huts are.
Well, there's a no fly zone just before you get to the ledge. You got a fly zone and a no fly zone. And I was going through it and I dismounted and ran off the wall.
Yeah.
I do remember that. I do remember you talking about that.
Much as Mr. Stairs amusement.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, the Cave of Death in Zengamar. That's the thing. I haven't been to Zengermarsh. I used to like doing that. That's because it's really a little bit dangerous.
Yeah.
But I sort of miss it, really. Not that I want to go back. I tried to do Hellfire once. I'm going, oh, so fragmented. It's the question. Mm. It's terrible. But yeah, I do the 64 and died twice, two in a row. I went back same two times, both times in a row. Died to the cave and then sort of they fixed it.
Yep.
Yes. But yeah, look, I think embarrassing, I think annoying. Especially in Shadowlands where, you know, there's mobs that can attack you even though your pet's got aggro.
Mm.
That's what you've got to be careful of.
Yep. Yeah.
But yeah, I think I've died every way.
Yes,
I think a couple others have some ways you haven't died, but you know, interesting. We all have our own unique ways of misstepping there at times. But what do you think has been the most unfriendly zone to a challenger up to Shadowlands with the way things are now?
Oh, not including Shadowlands. Probably. Not really that hard, but you know, I think Stranglethorn Vale, the northern one, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Just with the. Well, I don't find it dangerous, but, you know, not for a hunter, but, you know, the stealth panthers.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Or even. I don't think anything's really dangerous if you're careful, but, yeah, there's a lot, you know, like. Or, you know, Stranglethorn with the guards you can attack. He's accidentally, you know, attack a guard, neutral guard. But I think Stranglethorn for prior to Shadowlands, but anything in Shadowlands is can kill you. Maldraxxus probably. Or not probably anything really.
Yeah. Maldraxxus.
But I sort of know what I can do, but you've got to be very careful, very careful.
Yes, that's true.
And the parasol death. I forgot that the parasol death.
Oh yes. And Revendreth.
Yeah, but I think Stranglethorn's probably just for the stealth would affect a lot of people. And yeah, I'm just trying to think. Nothing really is, to me, comes. There's nothing. Those zones I go, it's just maybe spot here, a spot here, or okay.
Yeah.
Be careful of this. In a specific spot in the zone, like for, say, even like Madan, where you got the knolls where the scouts will shoot you if the scouts are facing you while your pet's attacking, it will hit you with its bow and it can kill you very quickly if you say you got to go behind it. You know, things like that you got to know.
Yeah.
And that's what goes into, you know, what you're asking about, you know, advice.
Advice.
Know things like this. You know, is like that, be careful. Don't stand in front of this scout because you're going to get hit as a hunter.
Yeah.
You know, you go behind it or, you know, be aware when a bear might come out of the cave at Loch Madan, you know, the mech. Or the stealth panther, or, you know, go to a zone lower level will be easier than come back at a higher level. And just sort of fine tune your path.
Yep.
And then you can just sort of, you know, like I can, you can just sort of rip through it and you're not taking risks as such. You might be sort of pushing a little bit sometimes, but with the confidence that, okay, you know that one-on-one I'm not going to die, you know. So that would basically be it is, you know, don't go in somewhere that, like, you know, I think people said before, don't have an escape route. You know, work your way in, out and in.
Yep.
And be aware of what mobs do.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, it can be like, you know, the Jade Fire Satyrs in Fellwood, they've got a buff on them that does damage to your pet and will kill it in about a second and then go for you. know which mobs to attack, if you can.
And I think that's probably the biggest thing now, because we have this massive choice in with leveling a toon. You know, there is no path, like, for a lot of people trying to find your own path, and it takes fine tuning. Yeah. So, again,
I know people say, advice. Look, go and do your garrison early. I'm going, oh, by the time I get through the Singo and get to the garrison, I would have done a zone or two. So it's each to his own, I suppose.
Yeah, exactly. And that's
you can cheat and be a rogue and just stealth everywhere. Just the same.
Mm. Well, that's true too. But again, look, congratulations on winning the contest. It certainly, you know, was so good to see how everyone was doing, and the fact that every time something happened to, like, for you and quite a few other people that were doing the contest, you just re-roll, off you'd go again, and it always, you know, just...
I think it was knowing what I could do otherwise. I mean, I was going to sort of give up and say, but then I saw a couple of people die, I'm going, I can get to 30 by before the competition ends.
Yep.
You know, it's just knowing what you can do. But like I said, any other class, I wouldn't have bothered.
Yeah. No. So, again, congratulations. It's certainly did amazing, which is yes. Great. So, thank you. For participating. It was good fun. All right.
It certainly was.
Yes. Okay, so how's your week been other than that, all of this? So,
well, after the competition, I couldn't face to level it again anymore. I just stepped away. I said, no, I've had enough. Because the incentive wasn't there. I said, but I've done these zones so many times, no incentive. So, I killed off my winning turn.
Yep.
And I didn't care. And then I just deleted my 23, deleted my 12 hunter.
Mm.
They're still alive. I'm going, I can't be bothered. I'll just leave. I can probably bring them back later, I suppose. But yeah, they haven't touched them. Been looking for other games to fill, and then I realised Dragonflight's coming a couple of months.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So I'm just looking for something in the middle, you know, of that to play other games just to fill me in.
Yeah.
But I think being playing so much for the competition, I just got off the computer and off the WoW a little bit, and I honestly haven't touched WoW much.
Yeah.
At all. Did a little bit of Bloodthirsty starting, but my wife, has a buff come up yet or not?
This week.
Okay. Yeah. But yeah, and, I think 200 odd levels, I've had enough. I sort of have a break. I'll probably come back later. I've really got no appetite to do another class. Maybe I'll try it.
Mm.
But I can't seem to change my play style. I'll kill it.
Yeah.
But we'll see. Well, I could try and get a rogue, but then maybe.
Well, I think you're deserving of having a break, like you said. You found over 200 levels just on the contest. That's not even thinking about all the toons that you have leveled this expansion or this year. So, you know, I think we can.
I even took a break from. I know I got a new raiding team.
Mm.
And they want to do, you know, these faded. Faded raids, and I'm not going through old content, so I stepped aside from raiding until Dragonflight. So, and I'm just no incentive to get on it.
You're recharging before Dragonflight,
Just kill a few zombies on 7 days to die.
Whatever works.
Yeah, whatever works.
Nice. Oh, alrighty.
Because I played 7,343 hours on Steam on 7 days to die.
Wow.
You and Taco can be in competition for max hours played on that.
Mm. Yeah, it's not bad for $20. Got my money's worth. And I really enjoy playing it. I tried to get into Final Fantasy 14, something different, and I did buy the game ages ago, and I can. And I lost. I haven't got my current email related to it. Do you think I could, it's like I get try and start playing? It's about 3 hours trying to get the play, and I can't.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't seem to be. I haven't got my email. Oh, so no. Frustrating.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So I'm just playing 7 Days to Die at the moment. I might get back into Bloodthirsty, get that off. And then once I do that, I may try something else.
Mm-hmm.
But okay. By the time that Dragonfire comes out, that'll take up most of my time. Probably.
Yes. Oh yeah. Don't pass up that buff though. You'll kick yourself if you do.
That's true. That comes Tuesday, Wednesday.
Yeah. I mean, you're 57 on that Bloodthirsty. Don't let that go.
No, I'll do that. Yeah, I'll do that. But so as I say, I got a bit of time. I'll come at home.
Yeah.
All day. So that's why previous contests I'd be at work, where most people just by the time I get back home from work, people are miles ahead.
Mm.
I never had this the first opportunity being at home for a competition.
Yeah.
So that's why
I could do it. You smashed it. You did really well, which is awesome. So, all right. Well, thank you for that. Have fun with your games and when you get back into leveling and all that fun stuff. But like we said, the buff, Winds of Wisdom buff is coming, which we'll talk about shortly. Nisi, how's your week been?
Let's go with week and WoW. that's been better. So, I'm winding down on my challengers, and we've only got the two active at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
So, Bloodthirsty Warrior, we got to 59.
Nice.
And the Working Man also got to 59, my little unspecked priest. Wow. So, it's been an adventure. We got one more level to go, and this is the high anxiety level. So I'm just trying to not misstep, trying to watch what times I'm playing, because I know what times our internet usually gets a little funky.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just trying to slowly chip away at that remaining level on the Bloodthirsty. I was so mad when I saw the news come out. I'm like, are you kidding me? I've got one level to go, and now you're going to announce that this is coming back? So I was so mad. I'll only probably end up getting to partake of the buff coming back maybe 3 bars of a level, maybe 6. Mm. we'll
it
see.
It just left us on. I mean, there's only a few weeks off. Months.
But, yeah, so, now I'm going to be taking some time off. So, even after Dragonflight launches, I'll probably be taking a few weeks or maybe like a full month off. I might come back in January, but I'll still be here doing stuff and working in the background and doing things. But as far as actively playing a challenger, I will be on challenger vacation mode for a little while.
Yes, which is fair enough. We understand that. Well, still, only one level to go on the warrior and the priest. Wow. It's like, it's so close. It's so close. So
it's going to feel so weird not doing any leveling prep on them for my streams and stuff. So. Yeah.
Which, again, you can have some you time.
Yes, I've got other projects in the works. I've got stacks of projects that I need to get to.
Nice. Nice. Well, we look forward to seeing them, I'm guessing, on stream. If they're crafty ones. Yeah, excellent. All right. Okay, let's get into the news, because we have got some stuff we want to talk about. So,
breaking down news from the world of Warcraft.
All righty. Well, if you've not heard, you must be living under a rock. Because they have released a Dragonflight launch date, which will be November the 28th. 28, less than two months. So apparently it's going to drop at 3 p.m. US, going by the time zone calendar they've got. I've just linked the link.
I feel like there's air quotes around that, because I'm sure there's going to be some sort of extended downtime when that comes up.
Could be interesting, but anyway, we'll see.
Yes.
So for us,
we'll see.
So for us, Azzy, it will be the 29th. Apparently, it'll be 10 a.m. Australian Eastern. I think it's supposed to be with the daylight savings in. So I think it's supposed to be 10 a.m. your time, but going by the website. So all the information is there if you want to check it out. We'll have the link in the show notes as well if you're listening to the podcast. But you know, it's definitely like mark your calendars. It's less than 2 months. Dragonflight will be here. provided that there is no pushbacks or anything.
Yeah.
But they seem fairly, from what I've seen, they seem fairly confirmed that this is the date. But as we know, things can change last minute. So keep that in mind. The other thing that again we have been talking about, which is the Winds of Wisdom buff, which will start this week. So this is gonna run up until pre-patch apparently. So the Winds of Wisdom is a 50% experience buff. It will begin the week of October 4th with each region's local weekly reset. All World of Warcraft players level 10 to 59 will gain the experience buff called Winds of Wisdom, which will increase experience gains by 50%. So they're supposed to be running that up until the pre-patch. And at the moment, they haven't said when pre-patch will hit. So I'm thinking we've probably got a month.
Probably at least a month, maybe a month and 2 weeks, maybe. I would say at least a month to be on the safe side.
Yeah. So
depends on how big the event's going to be going into pre-patch, which I haven't heard anything about.
Exactly. So I guess we wait and see. But again, if you've got your challenge tunes, if you've got them at a really nice sweet spot, you know, and again, this is an allowable buff. This is something Blizzard has introduced to the game. Everyone gets it. You know, it's something that we just turn around and say, well, Blizzard's introduced it for everyone, so take advantage of it because it's not going to flag you, it's not going to do anything other than benefit, and it's an acceptable thing for our challenge tunes because we can't change that. It's one of those things we can't change. So go forth, enjoy your buff for the next month or so, however long it's there. So so that's very exciting. But Dragonflight is definitely coming. I'm a little bit surprised. I thought it might have been December. Honestly, I was
hoping for December. November 28th seems kind of fast to me, but you know, what do I know? We haven't heard much rumblings from the endgame community, so I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. I remember coming into the first launch date for Shadowlands, there was a lot of grumblings from the endgame community that were not happy. So that's how release for Shadow got pushed out further. I haven't heard much this time around. We'll see. There's still time for them to push it out further, but we'll see what happens.
I think there's a lot of back and forth on the forums with raid testing and stuff from what I'm kind of seeing, hearing. So not a lot of stuff is actually getting out there. It's more between the high-end like testing.
Yeah, I haven't seen anything too public about it in my circles, because usually if it's a problem it ends up in my circle, and because I don't have a very large circle, so you know, if it's bad enough that the people in my circle are popping up bitching about it, then you know, oh, it might get pushed back. But I haven't seen anything.
Yeah, so we will see. But that's definitely the big news that's just come out in the last couple of days. So again, Dragonflight is coming on the 28th of November, 29th for us Aussies, which is exciting. And Winds of Wisdom buff begins this week after reset. Okay, also a couple of other things. Congratulations to Iron Brew, which is Iron Brew's turn, becoming our 50th Shadowlands Ironman Champion. 50? 50.
Yep.
Wow.
We've had a small handful this expansion.
We certainly have. Congratulations on that. Also, don't forget, Brewfest is running until October 6th, which is the Thursday. Nisi has got a, what do you call it?
An updated event overview.
Thank you. Completely.
Let's just go with that.
Completely blanked out on that one. So there's the link there. We'll have the link up on the website for the article if you want to check that out. There wasn't anything new. I was bitterly disappointed.
No, I think I saw maybe something that was just a mention for one of the covenants for the level 60 guys, but nothing new for lower level. And I could understand that with them getting ready for Dragonflight. I'm sure there'll be some minor updates for Dragonflight with, you know, the eye levels on certain stuff coming back up, but we'll see.
Yeah. Well, exactly. I still think they need a dedicated couple people to doing world events.
They really should at this point. Seriously? Just to make sure that they're up to date, or if anything needs to be freshened up, or maybe a new little fun, even pet, like an something pet, that didn't even give XP, just tokens or something.
Just give me speaking a bloody pet.
Achievements. I didn't realize. I was looking at my achievements and. Yeah, I was looking at the achievements. The one you get everything. What's it called?
When you get everything.
All of the world events. The long strange trip.
Yeah, They changed it because I never had the PvP one. They took it out.
Oh yeah. They took out School of Hard Knocks.
I didn't know that. I'm going, oh really?
Mm. Yeah, they took that out. That was exciting. Longer. Yeah. Yes, so
I was never going to do that.
I had Russell do it for me.
I did it many, many moons ago. That was like banging your head against a brick wall. But anyway, you know, the things that you do because achievement hunting is fun. You like doing things like that. So yeah. Okay, so also, I don't know if this is going to stack, but Darkmoon Fair begins. Yay. So that'll be this afternoon for us, Azzy, which is yay. Is that going to stack? Normally, I think it did.
I don't know.
That did stack previous times. So we will have to have a look, because I tell you what, if that does, that will be very good. Darkmoon Fair. So, and we also have a guide, which again I'll link here. Hang on. Yeah, it did last time, exactly. Mind you, we don't know. The Blizzard could change something, but I would think it will probably stack. So try and check that out and see how that goes when we know about that. So Darkmoon Fair, if you're starting off a challenge tune, if you want to start off a challenge tune, Darkmoon Fair is a very, very good way to help get your little challenge tune established with a bit of gold, bag, that kind of thing. So it's a good way to go. All right, Nisi, do you want to take about the running of the gnomes?
Sure.
You probably know a bit more than I do about it.
Yeah, so next Saturday, now I know a lot of people like to plan for this, which is why we're giving the early heads up. Next Saturday, October 8th in retail, and October 15th for Wrath Classic is going to be the running of the gnomes over there for the breast cancer awareness charity that Dravi is taking care of. There is a link to the website with all the information there in the chat, the server, the start times, depending on where you are. and all that. I think there's going to be a couple different runnings, and we'll make sure that we have that link posted into the show notes as well.
Exactly. And it's a really good thing to support. We've supported it in previous years. It's normally very hard to support it when it's the same time as the show.
Yeah. So let's put an early heads up for those that are planning to go there, because it's right around showtime.
Exactly. So for us, we like to support in voice, because I know I can't physically be there trying to do that, plus run a show here. It just... just doesn't
my work. Computer would burst into flames.
Yes. So the link will be in the show notes. I've put the link in the chat room if you're interested and want to go check it out, etc. So it's there. Okay, now what else did we have? Oh yeah, you can talk about this.
Yeah. Yes. So I'd like to thank Zaya very, 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 very much. We now finally have an easier to find link for the quest allowed page for the Bloodthirsty Challengers. Now, when you go to the main page of the website and you click on you hover over the FAQ menu and it drops down, there is a specific link to the quest allowed page, so you can find it easier without having to go to the rules page and find the link embedded in that wall of text. So thank you, Zaya. It makes life a lot easier to find the link a lot more quickly.
Exactly. We do appreciate that. So thank you. Thank you for sorting that. All right. So we do have another spreadsheet promo that goes from October the 5th to the 9th. So from Wednesday to Sunday, 15% off everything site-wide. Just a reminder, we do have two new Halloween designs that were released last show. So if you want to go check them out, go and have a look at the WoW Challengers website over on the spreadsheet website. So the link's on there. It's... she got, oh, fair, you got the Halloween mug. Oh, excellent. Have to send me a photo. Fair's always sending me photos of things. I'm glad. So, and thank you. Thank you, Fair. Anyone who gets anything from the store, it supports the channel. It supports the website. So we get a little bit from, like, anything that people buy, the merchandise. So it does come back and helps the website, helps the channel, all that kind of stuff. So thank you. We do appreciate that. So certainly go check that out. Okay. So state of the challenges. Let's do this. Irons, Azzy, do you want to do those ones for me, please? Maybe. Did I DC?
No, I hear you.
Okay. All right. Okay. Azzy might have had to step away for a minute.
Yeah, I'm back. Sorry.
Oh, you did.
It's okay. No,
that's okay. That's all right. It's not a problem.
Got my Woolies delivered. Okay.
Oh, nice. Nice. Excellent. All right. Do you want to do... can you do the irons? Or do you want to go and take care of that and I can do the irons?
No, that's fine.
You good? Okay. All right. Yes. If you can do...
okay. Irons. Pink Toe Beans, 23. Iron Pally, 24, ROP. Espresso Cats, 25. Zelazny, thank God for pronunciations, 31. Trio, 33. Iron Brain, 33. Back to Basics, 41. Dink Iron, 43. Zaynawa, or whatever. 46.
Zaya. It's Zaya again.
Rhymes with clean. 47. Nice.
Nice. All right. Our bloods. Nisi, what do we got?
Okay. We have a crop at 19. Seventh this week was Murder Lock at 21. Hunter Taco, 31 in 6th place. 5th this week, we have Crap at 39. 4, Kill Crazed, 40, but flagged for too many quests. It looks like it was daily quests that got them, so you really have to keep an eye on where you're traveling and what's counting as a quest, because some areas all you have to do is step your foot in there and you get a daily quest credit as a bloodthirsty.
True.
3, we have Blood Brew at 47. 2nd, Zaya Bingra at 56. And 1st, Troll Your Soul at 59.
Nice. Excellent. All right. Aziz, do you want to do passies and tins for me, please?
Passies only 3. There's Gilara Brown, 16. Lake Blooms, 34. And Peaceful, 48. And only 1 tins, Hunter Bunter, 40. I think that was a contest team, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yes. Great name. I love it. It's good. All right, greens. Nisi, what do we got?
All right, we actually have a full set of 10 for greens this week. So we have Krupp at 13. 9th, we have Hunter Gran at 22. 8th, String Bean, 28, but RIP. 7, we have Next at 30. 6th was Hunter Wolf at 34, but RIP. 5th was Krupp, which looks like it's a there's one less P on the name, so it's a companion, I guess, for the other one. And they are level 40. 4th, we have Niazu at 48. 3rd, we have Green Paw at 50, Green Pew, excuse me, at 51. 2nd, we have Black Toe Beans at 54. RIP.
Ooh.
And 1st is the is Next at 57 RIP. So I believe Next likes to reuse their name. So that's why we have two of them on
so
the
they
list.
They re-rolled.
Yes.
Yep. Nice. Okay. Well, cool. All right. So that was a bit rough on the greens this week.
Yeah. Damn. Yeah. They had the roughest week out of everybody.
Absolutely. All right. Working Man, I will do them. We had 2 this week. So the second one was Tinker at 36. And our first Working Man would be Soul Blister at level 59, which is Nisi. So again, well done on that. Our commiserations. It's been certainly a bit of a rough week for the greens. Couple looks like irons wasn't too bad, but greens definitely very rough in that scope. But again, thank you everyone for leveling, and it's good to see the state of the challenges so active. All right, let's do our chit chat. Where is it?
Hey yo, it's chit chat.
All right. Well, guess what? Because he's here, we have to pay. We have to play the bumper.
We have to.
We do. All right. Here we go.
It's Azzy's pun.
I've missed that. Azzy, what have you got for us?
Well, I've had to look far and wide for a good one.
Yep.
All right. A priest, a pastor, and a rabbit walk into the blood bank. The rabbit looks at the other two and says, "I think I'm a typo."
That one took me a minute when I read it. I was like, oh, I get it now.
Oh, God. Yep.
Gold.
Okay. Nice. Gold. Absolutely. Gold. All right. Nisi, what have you got?
All right. So mine is in honor of the release date being announced for Dragonflight. Sorry, I had to wait for the loud car to go by. Long fairy tales have a tendency to drag on.
Nice. I like it. I like it. That's good. All right. Tiber, here we go. Stolen joke of the week from Tiber. A witch was flying her broom along when she noticed that all the other witches were flying on vacuum cleaners. She thought, am I the only one still driving a stick?
Oh my.
I have not. I don't think I've heard that one. I like it.
I haven't heard that one before either.
They're all very good. I'm not even going to try and top those because that was wonderful. All right. From the chat room, what have we got? Dave says, one more thing about the runnings. Aside from being a great cause, it is a lot of fun. Absolutely, Dave. Completely agree with you on that. Fair says she's working on her set of mugs. That's fantastic. She will send me a picture, which is awesome, which I'm sure she will allow me to show to you all, because Fair has got some wonderful stuff over the years and from the merchandise store, and it's lovely to see. Mrs. Rock Guru says, yay, for Darkmoon Fair, get your 16 slot bag. Absolutely. It's the Darkmoon Fair storage box, and you can sell it back for $2.50 for each ticket. So you get 5 tickets, buy one, sell it back, buy one, do it until you get to the 5th one, which you buy and you can keep, because they are unique. So you can't have more than one on you. So you've got to just do that. And that means then you start with 10 gold, which is awesome for a little challenge turn. Especially if, you know, you're a passy or, you know, you need to get your professions. yeah, I think I need more coffee. That's probably what it is.
I think so too.
Yes. So
coffee levels are in danger.
Yeah, I've only had 3 today. It's only 10 o'clock. All right. Well, that looks really good. Okay. I don't think there's anything else. Oh, Tiber did mention there should be WoW anniversary.
Yes.
It
looks normally... like when I looked it up real quick, it's going to be on November 15th in the middle of all of it. So we'll see what happens.
Well, that will be exciting. Well, probably by that stage, pre-patch would have hit. So...
yeah,
possibly we don't get that.
Wonder if it'll be a tie-in with the anniversary.
Probably could be. Yeah, absolutely. We'll have to see on that one. Stick those foster back in. I wish no. It's just called, you know, brain mouth.
Also, no one's on the same page today.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, exactly. Anyway. All right. Well, I think we've covered everything. I can't think of anything else. So I think we will do our Iron Elite. So Nisi, can you do that? Let me put my little GIF. There we go. A little heart to say, we love you guys. So, yep.
Yes. So our Iron Elite, if you are interested in becoming one of our Iron Elite supporters, you can find more information on how to do that on the website. There'll be a little header called supporters, I think. So you can find out how to do that. So we would like to thank Eliandris, Awesome Trousers, Boz, Execute, Fair, Chris W, Lauren Ramar, Lita, Mac, Mr. Bright 01, Mrs. Rock Guru, Nisi, Rudd, Stir, Stone, Tiber, aka Tiber, Winema, and Zaya.
Thank you so much, guys. We do appreciate so much the support for the website, for the channel. So thank you for that. To our wonderful mods, want to say a huge thank you to all the things that you guys do in helping out all around in Twitch, in the website, on Discord, all of that. So big thank you to Awesome Trousers, Execute, Fair, Chris, Nisi, Zaya. Thank you, Stir, and I appreciate it so much. Also to our code wardens, in particular Zaya, who is tirelessly you know, sorting things out behind the scenes. We appreciate that. To Rudd as well for helping, and a big thank you to Naptime with sorting all the little more intricate things and pointing the guys in, I guess, the right direction. It's greatly appreciated. So thank you You guys have done an awesome and continue to do an awesome and amazing job, especially now we know Dragonflight's less than 2 months away. So, yes. To everyone here in the chat room, thank you for coming and hanging out with Azzy, Nisi, and myself. We do appreciate that. And I will be back next week, which will be Saturday, October the 8th at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. We will have Mrs. Rakuru joining us next week. So super excited to have a chat with her and see how she's going with her challenge tunes and how she fared, how she enjoyed or not enjoyed the contest. We will find out next week. But thank you, Azzy, for joining us today. I do appreciate it. So if you want to tell everyone where they can find you, get in contact with you, all of that kind of thing, please.
If you want to tell me how awesome my joke is, just I'm on Twitter at Asylum, A-S-Y-L-W-N. Not W-W.
W, exactly. If you're watching, have a look under his little profile thing. What do you call it? Words are really hard. It's
avatar?
Spelling, yeah.
User interface error.
I think it's time just to go to sleep. It's
Tina needs coffee and a nap and a cupcake. Not necessarily in that order.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Well, we will have the information up with the episode anyway, where you can find him and get in contact. Absolutely. So don't forget, wildchallenges.com is the website. All of our information for the socials are there for us. So check them out. You can also find us, download episodes with the podcast on Google Play, iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher Radio, that kind of thing. If you want to get in contact with me, please send me an email to podcast@wildchallenges.com. If you've got a joke, if you've got some tips or tricks, if you've got a question, any of that stuff, please get in contact via that. Is one of the easiest ways. Otherwise, you can shoot us a message through, you know, the Discord, Twitter, Facebook, all of that kind of thing. Nisi, where can we not find you? Not kidding. Where can we find you?
Well, you can't find me on the podcast except the odd times I'm here. Mm-hmm.
True.
That's probably about it. Yeah. But so you can find me in the Wild Challenges Discord, Nisi4863. If you need to email me about anything, it's nisivgn@gmail.com. And we have the Insta, the Twitch, the Twitters, the YouTube, all as nisivgn. And I do have a Etsy shop that is Nisi Paints.
Nice. And again, we'll have the information up with the episode if you want to check out all Nisi stuff. For me, the easiest thing is to go to my link tree. That's where all my information is, because apparently I'm all over the socials doing all the things on YouTube, TikTok, all the stuff. So I will put there will be a link to that, but yeah, pretty much Lita WoW will be me in the same spelling, LETTAWOW. All right, well, for the last thank yous, Nisi.
Sure. So we'd like to send a big thank you to Mr. Bright01 on our lovely intro. You can find him on Discord simply as Mr. Bright01.
And also big thank you to him doing our designs for the Halloween, for the spreadshirt.
Yes, they were super cute.
For our merchandise shop, they're super cute. So again, check them out, because Russ did really, really well. I absolutely love them. So thank you to that. Also, thank you to my husband, Execute, for helping me with the outro, which you will hear very shortly. Again, we are very blessed to be surrounded by quite a few talented people. Not only these two, but, you know, our code wardens, many people in the chat room. You guys are awesome. So thank you. Thank you so much for everyone for all the things that you do. Do appreciate that. All right. Well, Azzy, again, thank you for hanging out with us. It was great catching up. And again, congratulations.
This is awesome.
Congratulations on winning the contest. We are super happy for you. And getting
chicks in the mail.
Getting the game time would have been a nice little icing on the cake. So thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.
Nisi, thanks for hanging out again. I do appreciate that.
Oh, anytime.
But to everyone, anytime chat room, to the chat room, thanks for hanging out with us, guys. Do appreciate you giving your time to come hang out with Azzy and Nisi and myself. So thank you very much. Other than that, please stay safe, both in and out of game. And we will catch you back here next week with Mrs. Rock Guru. So we will catch you then. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
The WoW Challenges podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast. Produced by Leta, copyright 2022. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. Music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod at Incomputech.com, as well as from bensound.com. No copyright infringement is intended.